This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Got Jess on the board. Got Earl Ingram. You can listen to him 8 to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And super jazzed to introduce to you our friend Bill Press. He's a pundit, he's a podcaster, and he's a prognosticator, and he's a friend of ours. You can find him on the Twitter at BillPressPods.com. Hey, Bill, welcome back. Good to see you, man.
Hey, Dom, good to see you. Hello, Earl. Good to say hello.
Well, it's good to hear somebody other than myself who doesn't understand the inner workings of technology.
We got it all figured out. We got just PS on the board instructing us. It's all going to work just fine.
Hey, look, we all have our headphones on, right?
All right. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Hey, we look like we know what we're doing, even if we don't.
And that might be even more important.
That's right. We'll fake it till we make it, Bill. We've been doing this a long time, but not as long as you, Bill. A pleasure, man. Always, always, always great to talk to you. In the last hour, Earl and I were talking about the town hall from Kamala Harris from yesterday. Want to get your sense of how you think the vice president is doing in these last 11 days and less than 8 hours until this presidential election.
I think she's doing great. Democrats who want to be, Monday morning quarterbacks. I'm particularly thinking about David Axelrod. Jesus, yeah. Come on, I thought Van Jones said it great last night. Trump gets to be lawless, but she has to be flawless.
Yes.
I mean, what are we about? Dumping on our candidate because, according to David Axelrod, he may not have answered every question perfectly directly the way he wanted. I mean, I thought she did great. And I particularly thought it was good, to lay out there. Yeah, he's a fascist. I believe he's a fascist. His chief of staff, Marine General John Kelly, says he's a fascist. James Mattis agrees with that. General Milley, they all say he's got fascist tendencies. So I thought that was her strong point. I thought she also really identified well with people, when she's talking about her own faith, her own personal life, losing her mother. She's for real. Donald Trump could not have done that. And by the way, she had that all to herself, let's not forget, because Donald Trump is afraid to debate her again.
Yes.
Afraid to appear on stage with her again. Afraid to appear on 60 Minutes. He won't even appear with her on Fox, right? So, I think she's closing strong. And I know we got a lot to talk about. But the other thing I just say, we can get into it later. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that she's spending time with these disaffected Republicans. I think that could be a key slice to a win on November 5.
Bill, the Van Jones, I read that this morning. I thought that was great. Is it, Donald Trump can be lawless and Kamala has to be flawless. It seems like the bar is set really, really high for the vice president and really, really low for Donald Trump. And not just with the media, but even I think to some degree with his own supporters. Do you agree with that? And why do you think that is?
Well, look, today, one more woman, maybe number 25, yeah. I've lost count, came forward and accused him of sexual abuse. But you know what? Nobody cares. I mean, certainly his supporters don't care. I mean, he could be accused of pedophilia or proven, right? And they would still say, oh, yeah, but he's better than voting for a Democrat. I mean, it's just obscene. It's absurd. It's embarrassing. I don't get it at all, but you put your finger on something as a member of the media. Okay. As a journalist, I think the media it's shameful the way they've covered this campaign. They they haven't endorsed Donald Trump, but they might as well have, because to me, they treat him seriously. They take him seriously. They treat him like a normal candidate, and they basically either ignore or downplay. They call it sane watching is a phrase, which
yeah,
I hate.
Yeah, sane watching.
This crazy stuff that he says, you know, like just this week, he said Kamala Harris wants to ban cows.
I mean, that's not a go over well in the dairy state, Bill.
All right, here you go. He said she wants to ban new buildings with windows. So we're going to, I mean, this is crazy stuff. Yeah, and then he says, that's just like, we can laugh at that. Then he says he's going to send the military in against enemies within. And it gives examples of Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi,
yeah.
Jesus, and Adam Schiff. I mean, that's really seriously dangerous. That's why the fascist term applies. But, you know, look at the New York Times. Now, Peter Baker has been doing great stuff, but basically the headline writers at the New York Times just will say, oh, Donald Trump said some interesting things at a rally. Yeah, he talked about Arnold Palmer's penis size.
Very interesting for some people. Yeah, how is this relevant to anything ever, Bill?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll never order another Arnold Palmer in a restaurant.
Folks are listening to the Tom Salvia Show. That is my friend Bill Press, my friend Earl Ingram joining us as well. Jess P.S. on the board. Bill, unless you put some vodka in it, I'm not having one either. The Republican tour, the disaffected Republican tour, is in full force. And Harris has been to Wisconsin more than once with Liz Cheney. I've seen some of the pundit, you know, class lament that perhaps she should be focusing more on, you know, Barack Obama and that side of it versus spending the time and the effort with Liz Cheney. And I think timing, you know, it is a thing, and it could be a valid, at least, opinion. What's your opinion on that, Bill, especially knowing that we only have 11 plus days left?
Well, look, she's reaching out to everybody, right? Barack Obama, he's the best. And maybe Michelle's the best, but between the two of them, it's a race for the top. And Barack Obama's out there, God love him, maybe just about every day. You know, he's going to be out with her, I think, tonight, right? He's been out with Tim Walz. Michelle's going to be with Kamala Harris in Atlanta this weekend. So they're reaching out to black men, black women, young women, I mean, across the board. Tim Walz is particularly reaching out to union organized labor, mm-hmm, right? Working men and women. So there's nobody I don't think that's being neglected. But this Republican slice, here's why I think it's important. I think the voices of Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney and Ann McKinsinger, and even those like John Kelly, who haven't said, well, I'm going to vote for Kamala, but right. We know they're not going to vote for Trump, and they've said some really strong things against Trump.
Yeah.
I think what they're giving Republicans is a permission slip. You can still be a Republican. You can still be a good Republican. You can, but just this one time, vote for a Democrat, because we got to get rid of Donald Trump so we can rebuild the Republican Party. And that appeals. So who do they have to reach? They don't have to reach 95% of Republicans. They need to reach like maybe 5%. If they can get, and that's what the Lincoln Project people like Stuart Stevens and Rick Wilson have told me, and I've interviewed them several times, that their goal is, their last goal in the first time around 2016 was to get like 5%. Now they're shooting, they got that.
Yeah.
Now they're shooting for maybe 7 to 10%. And if they can get that, that could make the difference. That would make the difference in this election. Again, so that's an audience that I don't think Democrats have ever appealed to. But if there's
let me ask you. You mentioned Dick Cheney. I'm sorry, I've been around a little while. It's almost unbelievable to me that we are talking about Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney on the other side of things. I mean, we know Dick Cheney's history. And if a guy like Dick Cheney can say, hey, this man is even more crazier than I was. Don't vote for him. Yeah, you really have to stop and think, because we know who and the inherent dangers that we face with Dick Cheney.
Yep, believe me, my brother. There was nobody I hated more than Dick Cheney at one time. You know, I mean, look, the Iraq War, making it all up about the, you know, the missiles, yes, of mass, weapons of mass destruction, going out to the CIA and cherry picking the intel, all that kind of stuff. And yet, I'll tell you, this is not the first. This is the second time that Dick Cheney has made me stop and think, you know what? There's a little bit of goodness there. And the first time was when his daughter, Mary, and her wife in Virginia, right? And the Republican Party was saying, no, none of the same-sex marriage stuff. And Dick Cheney stood up and said, she's my daughter, damn it. And anybody should be able to marry, right, the person they love. And I said, good for you, Dick Cheney. And this time, too, he came out strong, right? He didn't say, I'm going to write somebody else in, or I'm just not going to vote for Trump, like George Bush has said, right? He said, no, flat out, this man is a danger to this country. We've never had a more dangerous candidate, and I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. So, you know, I think it'd be great. Let them get rid of Donald Trump, and then let them rebuild the Republican Party, and then maybe 25 years from now they can come back and have somebody worth taking a look at.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Bill Press, also Earl Ingram joining us as well. There's a couple minutes left in this segment. Bill, the October surprise. Do you think there's going to be something specific here in the next 11 days and 8 hours? Or have we already seen it? Have we already seen Donald Trump, you know, bounce around on stage for 39 minutes? I mean, to me, that was one of the most odd things I've ever seen. Bill, do you think we're going to get more between now and then?
You know, I was with some reporters last night who thought that Stacey Williams was the October surprise. She's the new model, right, that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't do it.
No. Nope.
I think we know the players. I think we know the issues. I think we know the challenge, right? And I think we know how damn close it is. So I think we got all the pieces in play, I believe, right now.
Folks, that is Bill Press. This is the Dom Salvia Show. We've got Earl Ingram Jr. joining us as well. We've got Jess P.S. on the board. We're going to take a quick break now, come back. And I want to talk. Earl brought up a question. What happens? How do we, once we get past this election, Bill, I want to get your opinion. How do we bridge the divide? How do we come back together as a country? How do we have faith in each other and in our election system? And in the news and in the information that we are consuming, come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Still on the horn with Bill Press. He's a pundit, he's a podcaster, and he's a prognosticator. You can find him on Twitter at BillPressPods.com. Also, Earl Ingram Jr. joining us. Bill, thanks for sticking around, man. You know, the big question that Earl and I were discussing earlier, and I don't have an answer to, so I'm going to go to you with your wisdom and your age, my friend. How do you think we overcome this divide that we have? I mean, I haven't been around as long as you guys. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I've never seen it like this, and I want to get your sense of how certainly it was rough in the 60s and 70s when I was just a kid. How do you think we as a nation overcome what we're dealing with right now, Bill?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you have the wisdom to have two older people on with you today.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what? It's going to be I think it's going to be a tough road. It's very, very important, though, that that we get rid of not just get rid of Donald Trump, get rid of the whole MAGA movement. I mean, I just, these are people who are not interested in working together. They're not interested in expanding the American dream to those who don't share it yet, or to, you know, help those people who are still struggling just to pay their bills at the end of the month. They don't give a damn. They really don't. I have no patience for them at all. Anybody who would take this convicted felon, multiple sexual abuser, right? I mean, go on and on. Mm-hmm. And even consider him as a candidate for any office, let alone the highest office in the land. I have no patience with those people. But I think it's very important that we rebuild. And I think number one, the first goal is got to be, and we got 12 more days to do it, is that get done politically, kill Donald Trump's political career, put him on the sidelines. And then I think we need some of these Republican leaders who are going to stand up and say, I think even willing to admit we made a mistake going with this guy for the third time. And we want to get back to what we used to be, a party that had some credibility, a party that stood for something, even if I didn't agree with what they stood for, right? I mean, it used to be in the days of like a Bob Dole or and a George Mitchell, right, or a Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, they would, they didn't agree on everything like about education, but they'd get together and do the put the best bill together they could to improve our education system for America's kids or something. This gang doesn't is not interested in that. So I think some of these Republicans, the leadership is going to have to come from some of those people inside the Republican Party. And it may be Liz Cheney, it may be Adam Kinzinger. I don't think it's going to be Mitt Romney. I think he missed his chance. But they've got to step up. And if they do, I think they'll find Democrats who are willing to say, hey, you know, let's see what we can work out.
So Bill, that's all right for the politricksters.
Yeah.
But what about the people, the citizens, which I think is an even bigger issue? There are families that are totally divided on this, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and I don't know, and neighbors who have, you know, been great friends. I don't know how you fix that. You know, there was a time when, you know, this nation people were in church a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so they could rely, you could rely, but the people aren't in the churches anymore.
You know, that's an excellent question. And look, I'll be the first to admit, I got some Trumpers in my family.
Don't we all?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still love them. And I'd even be willing to have a good discussion with them as long as they admit they're wrong. You know, but I'd have to say, Earl, and maybe I'm just, naive here. You're right. There are these tensions. There are these divisions. They are real. And there's some of those people, they'll be there forever. But I think the majority of the American people are sick of this divisiveness. They're sick of this ugliness. They're sick of this personal age of what they used to call what the politics of personal destruction.
Yeah.
And I really think the majority of people, if you come to them with good faith efforts, they're going to say, well, it's about time, right? Let's pull together as a country. The way, as you point out, the way we used to do, right? Not that long ago.
You know, you'd be all right if you had a sense of humor.
Bill's
got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you
Bill,
know what?
Yeah, Bill.
It's hard. It's hard to keep a sense of humor today.
If you don't laugh, you're gonna cry, Bill. You gotta keep laughing, man.
Without it, we are lost, baby.
Yeah,
without
no question.
That's for real. Bill, we had a friend of ours on yesterday to give me 10 reasons why he thought Kamala Harris is going to win. I saw James Carville out there. He had 3 reasons why he thought Harris was going to win. We've got 2 minutes left in the segment, Bill. You got a few reasons why you think Harris will win?
I think, first of all, I do think she's going to win. I think it's going to be close. That's nothing new, right? But it's going to be close. I think that what's going to make the difference are women, especially, and African-American vote, especially Black women, and disaffected Republicans. I come back to that little slice, even if it's just 5%. I think that gives her margin. That's why I think she's going to win. I also think she's going to win because I really do think, I'm not talking about the solid Trumpsters or the MAGA crowd, but I think there's a big slice of Americans who are just sick and tired of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time. You know, think about this. Can you think of any other presidential candidate that any party ran three times in a row?
I mean,
come on, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I can do, Adlai Stevenson tried. They got him, Democrats nominated him twice, not a third time. So Republicans just came up with this old retread, right? I mean, oh yeah.
And they got nothing else. Bill Press, he's a podcaster. Hey, any new interviews coming up? Anything you want to plug while we got the last 30 seconds, my friend?
Next Tuesday, we got there's a letter in the New York Times today signed by 225 psychiatrists who say Donald Trump is freaking crazy and should not be allowed anywhere near the nuclear codes. We got two of them on next Tuesday on our podcast.
All right. Check it out.
Hey, great to see you, man.
Bill Press,
Earl.
You too. Bill Press.
Earl, good to know you.
.com. Thank you, Bill. I'll look you up the week of the election, Bill. We'll talk then. Thanks for your time, my friend.
We'll celebrate.
Yes.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me until the end of the show at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Earl. Jess P.S. on the board, on the lines, 855-75-CIVIC. Want to thank our most recent guest, Bill Press, man. He is a hoot. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. He's been around a long time. Always appreciate it when Bill comes around.
That's a cool dude, yeah, man. You know what? seeing him, it makes me realize I'm not quite over the hill yet. I still got a little juice.
Yeah,
left.
Yeah, man. And I hope we're all, you know, and Bill's, you know, 80 something, man. He's got 80, 82, something like that.
Hey, man, he's beautiful, man.
Oh, I know. And it's not the age that thing, energy, man. You know, because it's
energy, man.
Yes, absolutely. He's there and he doesn't stop. And we always appreciate it when Bill comes around. And we'll certainly try to hook up with him on the week of the election so we can all celebrate together or cry in each other's arms. Yeah. We'll see how all that goes. 855-752-4842. Dick, you've been patient on the line. Let's get to you. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Okay, with all these Republicans coming on board, the last one could bring in the old country club type Republicans. One of my brother-in-laws, bless his heart, after Obama got elected, he had a poster in his garage, a stupid W's face, and it was like, do you miss me now? Well, no, I never will. But the point is, he could bring those people that may not vote at all in. And what's driving me nuts, guys, is watching Nicole Wallace just rip on, Romney and these people that won't. He was your boss, honey. Why don't you talk to him? He's a coward.
You're talking about Mitt Romney?
He needs to. No, I'm talking about Bush.
Oh, George. Okay.
And she's constantly hammering on these other Republicans that won't fall in line on Dateline White House. And I'm going, honey, you work for W. Why don't you call him out?
She hasn't yet, to my understanding, thanks to the call, Dick, honey. I think you get a mad caller, honey. Hey, honey.
Yeah, let's not. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Earl, your thoughts, man. We do see, obviously, these Republicans. We have more. A Wisconsin mayor, former Republican, endorses Harris. That from the New York Times. Was that the Waukesha mayor? I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the mayor of Waukesha, Wisconsin, Waukesha County, the reddest county in the state of Wisconsin, to my understanding, right? It has come out for Kamala Harris. What? Wow. That was shocking. That was in the New York Times today, Earl.
So let me say this, man. I don't want to rain on your parade.
No, rain, baby.
But I keep hearing, well, this person and that person is voting for. They get one vote.
Yes.
They got to bring some of them other folks with. Bring the citizens of Waukesha with you.
Yes.
And then I'll celebrate. Right. But to hear, and it is good that some of these people really understand the ramifications of this man. But until they can have the discussions, you know, with their citizenry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and bring some of them along. I think the rest of it is fool's gold.
Well, don't you think, though, the fact that, the mayor of Waukesha, the fact that, you know, Liz Cheney and Kinzinger and some of these folks, I mean, while they certainly only have one vote, I would think they would have more of a influence, an impact, perhaps, on those independents or those that are concerned about how Donald Trump has behaved.
Well, so somebody like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, those very, very prominent, people. Yes. I was listening to, Chris Christie. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
What happened to him? So he's going up and down. He was totally against Trump. Now they asked him, well, who are you going to vote for? Well, I don't know right now. What are you talking? The man disgraced you, man. He talked about you and your family in a manner that, Dominic, you and I would, we'd have to do something.
That would not be acceptable, right?
I know. but all of these people who this man has disgraced, their wives, their families, and they've turned around and have decided, we can't turn away from him. I don't understand any of that.
Well, what's the theme from Harris? Country over party, and we've seen that with Liz Cheney and some of the other folks that have come around. And it's certainly nice to see the national figures, but also I was a little surprised. We see some of the local figures here in Wisconsin. Fred Upton, a former GOP congressman, voted to impeach Trump. He's going to vote for Harris. Every little bit helps, certainly. But you're right. They only have one vote. It's the influence, I think, certainly that matters. And someone who has a little less influence these days than they used to, Earl, Tucker Carlson, man, he was the big wig on the Fox after Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly had to, I guess, take the buyout and leave. We got some sound of Tucker. What's the context? Where is he speaking? Do we have any of that information?
Well, he's introducing Trump.
Okay.
And he's saying what Trump is going to do when he comes back to the White House.
Oh, so when the Trump victory hoisted upon us, then we will have a plan. Here's what Tucker Carlson says Trump will do.
This is what Trump is going to do to the American people.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
yes.
He's going to
give us a big hug, right? A big hug
for
the American people.
Big something.
Okay.
He's not vengeful.
Oh, he's not a vengeful guy.
He loves his children.
Disobedient as they may be, he loves them.
He's talking about us.
That's us.
Because they're his children. They live in his house.
He's talking about us. It's not his house. It's the people's house.
In their behavior. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to let them know.
Oh,
he's
really?
He's going to have to get to your room right now.
Get to your room, American
think
people.
Think about what you did. And when Dad gets home, you know what he says? You've been a bad girl.
What?
You've been a bad little girl, and you're getting a vigorous spanking right now.
No.
What?
And no, it's not going to hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it's not. I'm not going to lie. This is going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts me.
What?
And you earned this. You're getting a vigorous spanking because you've been a bad girl.
What the actual F? Of course, that bad girl is the American people.
Yes, that's correct.
This is what he's saying. And why couldn't it be bad boy? Why you got to spank the bad girl? And they're cheering it on. They're cheering it on, Earl. And this is how Tucker Carlson, formerly the number one host on the Foxy News, is out there riling up the crowd, saying that Donald Trump's going to get back into office and beat the American people.
Well, it's raw meat, man, and nothing should surprise you. Man, listen, man, Tucker Carlson has always been, you know, a guy who was really not exactly, they talked about, he was never Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly was a smarter guy. He kind of knew how to handle himself. Tucker Carlson was a flamethrower, right? And even Jesse Waters, the guy who's come after him, is even worse. They look and come on, man. But the things that he had to say, really, people should, women especially, should be outraged. But I think Bill Press got it right. Women are going to make this happen.
Uh-huh.
And women hear that, and they hear it through a different prism. Well, Jess is right here.
Yes, I am.
Than what you and I hear it from.
Yeah, Jess, what's your thought on Tucker Carlson's analogy?
My blood started boiling. The demeaning attitude, not only is this treating the American people as children, but it's using the word girl as a pejorative. It's saying, you've been a naughty girl. You've been a bad girl. As if just to be a girl is bad. And we know that this is in part directed at Kamala Harris.
Right.
You know, if Donald Trump was opposing a man as a candidate for president, I don't think Carlson would be using that language. But this idea that we're going to have corporal punishment, it's disgusting.
Well, and we can't have a mass corporal punishment on the American people without the use of the National Guard.
Correct.
Or the military. And I mean, this is the same. And this is Tucker Carlson as he's going to introduce the guy who said he would use the National Guard and the military against his political enemies. But oh my goodness, as you mentioned, Earl, the righties on the radio are all upset that Harris called him a fascist.
Yeah, man. It is more than frustrating, man. But you know, the more they continue to say the things that they say, and they feel comfortable.
Yes. Dominic, yeah.
You and I would not be on the radio if we use that kind of language and if we talk in that manner. He's comfortable saying those things.
Mm-hmm.
And his audience is not outraged. And so they continue to do and say the things that they say. That by itself and the manner in which he spoke is enough to get people really, come on, man. Come on, listen to what he said, man.
It just gets more and more strange, certainly from Trump. But it's spreading. And because I you're right, man. I remember hearing Tucker Carlson when he still was on Fox News and, you know, saying some racist things and some bigoted things and anti-Semitic things. Oh, okay. But I mean, this is, you know, maybe par for the course for what the Republicans are down for. It just seems to me, even for a guy like Tucker Carlson, even for a guy like Donald Trump, as we get closer and closer and closer to the decision time, it's getting more and more ratcheted up and up and up and up. And it's a little bit frightening, honestly.
Just a little.
You know, man, I have to be honest with you, man, the bigotry that has been out in the open in my community, we talk about it. We talk about the fact that those of us who've been around a long time, when he talks about going back, we see it through a different prism.
Right.
When he say we're going back, well, Black people are looking at this and we hear something completely different than others here. And then you just watch the things that are being said, and not just by him, but many of us, you know, those who support him. And so we know how critically important this election is. For heaven's sakes, man, you know, it took a long time to get to a point in this nation where people could feel like, hey, you know, it's got a horrible history, that maybe we were starting to get to a point where we can get beyond that. But for heaven's sakes, Dominic, the focus that I'm on and with others from my generation are, what are we going to do for young children today? Who's going to fight for them? And if Donald Trump and his minions get their way, they're going to take this thing back to a time where these young people can't fight for themselves, and my generation is going to be gone.
That's a scary thought. Donald Trump, born June 14th, 1946. I would venture that the world was quite different back then. 855-775-2482. Tom, we'll squeeze you in. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Well, Dominic, I'll tell you what. That sounded like something came out of The Handmaid's Tale right there.
Oh, I'm dude. Telling you,
these guys on the Republican side are freaks. They just are freaks, man. They honestly, their projection of their sexuality, whether it's Donald Trump talking about Arnold Palmer, or it's Tucker Carlson saying, bad girl, bad. I mean, I feel like it was in a, I don't know. It felt pretty, what's the word, skeevy?
Creepy, gross. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's very Halloween-y, man. I mean, we're coming up on Halloween here next week. I mean, this stuff would be in a horror movie. Someone walking around with a knife and a mask, saying, "Oh, the little girl's gonna get a spanking." What the hell, Tom? Thanks for the comment.
And it's not gonna hurt me as much as it hurts right? you. It's no! gonna hurt you.
No more wire hangers ever. 855-752-4842. One last segment for your take.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC-HOUR, last segment of the day. So if you have something to say, please hit us up right now. It's a talk line. It is a text line. L.A. Tom, it was cringeworthy. Yeah, the Tucker Carlson was cringeworthy. Corporal punishment for how people may have voted or which party they're registered with. Andrew from Maine throws out there. How about let's not beat the children or our political enemies. Let's just go vote and try to convince each other why I'm right. You can try to convince me why you're right, and we'll vote and we'll figure it out at the end. And if you don't win the argument, if you don't win the election, you just come back again in a couple of years and try it again. See, it's amazing how this self-governance thing works. 855-752-4842. Earl, we haven't talked since the Hovde Baldwin debate. I just wanted to get a quick sense of what your thought was. You know, I love me some Tammy Baldwin, but she's not the most exciting speaker out there. But you know, Hovde certainly has his own speaking challenges as well. How do you think Baldwin's doing right now?
Well, you know, I had Senator Baldwin on yesterday or the day before, whichever it was. You know.
Right.
But I had her on, and I've known Senator Baldwin for a long time. The first time she decided to run, it was on a radio show that I had, and I reminded her of that. And so she is not somebody that is going to energize you, but you have to hear what she has to say.
Yeah, right.
and then watch the things that she's done,
mm-hmm.
And the things that she supported. She's not a rah-rah person. That's not who she is. She'll never be that. But you have to look at her record and listen. Who is the alternative? listen, man. I got a guy on tomorrow that you know well. You know, they reached out and said, can I come on? It's Ron Johnson.
Oh, Rojo's coming on the Earl Ingram show. What time, Earl? What time is he coming on?
I think it's 9 o'clock or
9 o'clock
like
tomorrow.
That.
All right.
But what he doesn't understand is he thinks he's going to do what he's always done, control the cup. No.
Earl. I mean, he'll try.
Well, I've got Sandy Williams with me.
Yes, excellent.
So you know, it's not going to be something that he's going to be able. But he reached out, and I could have said no. But we're not afraid of Ron Johnson or any of the Republicans or conservatives.
855-752-4842. Look forward to the Ron Johnson interview with Earl Ingram tomorrow around 9 o'clock. Earl does the show 8 to 10 a.m. One other issue, and we do have Bruce Springsteen. Play a little Bruce. He's performing right now at the Harris Obama rally. You know, Harris gets Obama and Bruce Springsteen, and Trump gets Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock. And I'm not even talking like early Kid Rock. I mean, Kid Rock used to do some music with Eminem, you know. And I wonder how splitting relationships. I wonder how Kid Rock and Eminem are getting along these days, because Eminem in Detroit yesterday, 2 days ago, introduced former President Barack Obama. And then Obama went and started to do a little rap. Do we have that rap from Barack Obama from the other day? If we do,
we don't have it at the moment.
Okay, we'll have to play that for tomorrow. But the celebrity is certainly a different standard, let's call it. Earl, what's your thought about the Bring Your Billionaire to Work Day? We had Harris walking around with Cuban, and you got Trump with Elon Musk jumping around the stage. What's your sense on that thing?
So I don't know how, man. I really honestly don't know how people get so excited about Elon Musk. He's going to be the first trillionaire. I said, oh really? So you get excited about one man having all that money, and the people be damned.
Yeah,
you're one of the sheeple. But you're excited about Elon Musk and his money. Dom, I can't rationalize that, man. I'm sorry.
But fair enough with those folks that were into it. A lot of people like Mark Cuban, you know, but from the political standpoint, you know, we talk about money in politics and there are like three billionaires in the last month or something along those lines, including Uline, and I think it was Adelson and one of the others, put like $250 million into Trump's campaign. I mean, for three people, I mean, that's a lot of money. And then to be out walking around with the billionaire. I know you don't want to handcuff yourself in the political cycle, but I don't know if that's a great look, Earl.
Well, Dominic, they don't care about it being a great look. In the end, they're going to get more back from what they put in. We don't see it, but they know it.
Well, that's an interesting point, and perhaps you can bring that up and ask Senator Ron Johnson tomorrow, because when he pushed through that S-Corp sales tax, pass-through taxes reduction, he gave the Ulines about $250 million in tax breaks in one cycle. And they went around and turned and gave him, I believe, about $20 million they gave to his campaign or super PAC. And to me, I call that a finder's fee. Thank you, Earl Ingram Jr. Appreciate you coming around and hanging out with me. It is always a blast. Folks, you can check Earl's show out Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. And he will have U.S. Senator Ron Johnson on tomorrow. Thank you, Earl. We will talk to you real soon. Also want to thank our previous guest, Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. He's a friend of ours. We'll hook up with him the week of the election. Thank you, Jess P.S., for your hard work, folks. James Santel will join me tomorrow. Have a great night.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.